News release. Governor Gretchen Whitmer Redford. Today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed an electric vehicle rebate in her State of the State address. The $2,000 rebate for a new electric vehicle and $500 rebate for at-home charging infrastructure can be paired with the $7,500 federal tax credit, knocking nearly $10,000 off the price of a new electric car, including those being built in Michigan. Michigan put the world on wheels, and we will electrify it too. This new rebate will put Michiganders first and help families purchase an electric vehicle by lowering costs, said Governor Whitmer. With this rebate and federal, Michiganders can knock off nearly $10,000 off the purchase price of an electric or plug-in hybrid car. Electric vehicles cost half as much to maintain and power up as gas-powered cars need to fill up. Switching to electric will save families up to $10,000 over the lifetime of the vehicle, support tens of thousands of good-paying auto jobs in Michigan, and help us safeguard clean air and water for future generations. Stellantis is well-positioned to deliver electrified mobility solutions with the kind of capability American consumers expect, evidenced by our continuing launch of energy-efficient vehicles such as the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4Z, a made-in-Detroit, plug-in SUV, said Stellantis. Point-of-sale incentives that accommodate vehicle purchases and home charging will further amplify the inherent benefits of owning a plug-in vehicle. We look forward to working with the state of Michigan to make this program a reality. Ford is leading the electric vehicle revolution, dramatically ramping up production of our iconic all-electric vehicles, including the F-150 Lightning pickup truck that's assembled right here in Michigan, said Stephen Crowley, Chief Policy Officer and General Counsel, Ford Motor Company. Governor Whitmer's electric vehicle rebate plan will help more Michiganders get behind the wheel of EVs, combat climate change, and ensure our home state continues to drive the world into the zero-emissions transportation future. Michigan is the birthplace of the American automobile, and it is crucial that we continue to lead the country in the development and deployment of the next generation of clean, electric vehicles, said Lisa Wozniak, Executive Director of Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Promoting cleaner air and water, reducing dangerous pollution, and boosting our economy go hand in hand. We should harness Michigan's manufacturing know-how and talent to accelerate our transition to electric vehicles and create jobs. The governor's proposed EV purchase rebate will help pave a path for Michigan to be a leader in the electric vehicle evolution. The IBEW supports Governor Whitmer's efforts to expand access to electric vehicles in Michigan, said Jonas Talbot, President, IBEW Michigan State Conference. We stand ready to build the infrastructure necessary to support the next generation of EVs using highly trained Michigan electricians. The $2,000 rebate proposed tonight will be an excellent incentive for Michigan residents looking to purchase an electric or plug-in hybrid vehicle, said Bill Perkins, 2022 Michigan Automobile Dealers Association president and dealer owner of Taylor Chevrolet in Taylor, Michigan. Dealers will be a great resource to find out more about this consumer rebate, see what's currently available, and learn about exciting new vehicles coming soon. This rebate is welcomed and exciting news for Michigan. Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council members are working across the transportation sector toward an electrified mobility future, and we are pleased to see these important proposals from Governor Whitmer, said Dr. Laura Sherman, president of Michigan EIBC. Coupled with federal, state, and utility investments in electric vehicle charging infrastructure, these rebates will help customers make electric vehicle purchases, which will promote the advanced mobility shift while supporting and creating jobs. Governor Whitmer's proposal for electric vehicle rebates for Michigan residents is a step forward in making EVs accessible for all, said Tony Tomchak, Vice President of Electric Sales and Marketing at DTE. We have been working extensively to prepare our electric grid for more EVs and are investing $1 billion annually to make the necessary upgrades to support growing EV demand while keeping energy affordable for everyone. Consumers' energy and the state of Michigan are powering up a major EV transformation, and we applaud Governor Whitmer's interest in accelerating that growth, said Lauren Youngdahl-Snyder, Vice President of Customer Experience at Consumers Energy. We're building the charging network that will help EVs travel conveniently and affordably, and we're doing that with clean energy as we close our coal-fired power plants by 2025. The plan: the state of Michigan must accelerate the electric vehicle transition to save families thousands of dollars a year, create thousands more good-paying jobs, and lower emissions. That's why Governor Whitmer is proposing a combined $2,500 rebate for the purchase of an electric vehicle and charging equipment to build on the $7,500 federal credit. With this rebate, a Michigan family could receive up to $10,000 off the purchase of new battery electric vehicle or plug-in hybrid electric vehicle and at-home charging stations. Governor Whitmer's proposal will help more families go electric, knocking up to $10,000 off the price with the $7,500 federal credit, a $2,000 rebate for a new electric vehicle and a $500 state rebate for at-home charging equipment for a new or used electric vehicle. Owning an electric vehicle will save drivers $6,000 to $10,000 over the life of the vehicle, compared to a gas-powered vehicle. Electric vehicles need half as many repairs, cost half as much to maintain, and require half as much to charge as gas-powered cars need to fill up. The transition to electric vehicles will help Michigan families save thousands of dollars, create thousands more good-paying auto jobs, and protect clean air and water.